and a guy that knows why Sean Payton refuses to talk to me, and will confirm the story that is upset that I said it was the worst Disney movie of all time.
Yes.
Some people call him Stink. I never have. Mr. Mark Schlereth. Marky Mark, what's going on, buddy?
Nothing, man. I've been doing some yard work. It's absolutely beautiful here in Colorado, so I've been out in my yard raking stuff up.
Is that right?
Great.
Nice.
You have 3 feet of snow and you're raking? Is that right?
Yeah. Well, no, we got no snow. We turned into Arizona. I don't know when that happened, but that's where we are right now. So
I love it. I love it.
The yard. Yeah.
So real quick, I appreciate you hopping on. First off, if you had a choice of John Harbaugh, Kevin Stefanski, or Mike McCarthy for the New York Giants, who is your new head coach?
John Harbaugh.
Bang.
I just think John Harbaugh. Listen, one thing about players, like, we're not the smartest group. Yeah,
correct.
Like I confirmed that for you as I worked with you for a year.
Yes,
like, I mean, your kid can't read. You know, he's not a kid. He knows how to block people. He knows how to block a three technique. Can't read.
Yeah.
So they're like we're not. But horse sense is where we have our strength. And you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, a guy is full of crap or not, right?
Yeah.
If a guy is not authentic, John is hard on you. He will hold you accountable, but he's a relationship builder, and he is that guy to me that is no nonsense, no BS, and you have to be the last 18 years and win an average of 10 games a year.
Mm-hmm.
John Harbaugh, unequivocally, he would be my number one choice.
Do you have any insight into what really went down with him and Lamar Jackson? I know we've kind of got it the narrative through the eyes of, I think, John Harbaugh or his friends, you know, with the attacks on Lamar Jackson the last couple of weeks. But do you have any idea what really went down between those two guys?
I don't really. I have the same thing as you. I've heard they didn't get along in the building, I think there's – here would be my speculation, because I don't know, Craig, mm-hmm. but I'll give you my speculation. And I talked about it, you know, on today. As a matter of fact, I just released the Stinky Truth podcast today, and I talked about this, is that – This is just kind of how I feel about that. I think there comes a time in a quarterback's progression in his kind of lifespan where he says, hey, man, like Russell Wilson in Seattle, that whole let Russ cook was designed and created by Russ and his people, right? Because Pete Carroll was like, no, you're not going to, there's a bunch of stuff that you're not good at, and we're not going to put that in and let you control the line of scrimmage or let you control the game at the line of scrimmage, because that's not what you do well. So we're going to run our system. So that whole let Russ cook thing happened, right? And I think as you get older, you start to see, hey, man, I'm known as this runaround quarterback, and to be taken seriously, I want to be a dropback guy. Well, Lamar's never been a dropback guy. And people don't realize this. I think John Harbaugh's record, you can fact check me on this, I might be off on a couple of numbers, but I think his record without Lamar in the playoffs is 8-4. With
yes.
Lamar, it's 3-6.
Correct.
So that's, Lamar is not a polished pocket passer. And let me just tell you this. Most people don't know what that means. Most people who watch football and see him complete a pass, you know, over the top where they're not covering him in Pittsburgh and say, see, you guys don't know what you're talking about. He's a pocket, but no, he's not. He never really has been. And so I think there's this probably speculation. My speculation is I want to be more of a pocket guy. I want to be, you know, it's almost like, you know, Pinocchio. I want to be a real boy. And, and you're like, no, you're not. You're not a real boy.
Right.
This is where you excel. And, you know, I understand wanting to grow, but, you know, John might just have said, hey, listen, that's not what you are, so we're not doing that.
Well, that begs the question about Jackson Dart. And I can confirm that you're not stupid, because if you remember, I spoke to you at Fanatics Fest, and you told me that Jackson Dart should have started from day one, and you were 100% correct looking back on it now. I wish they would have started him from day one. But if John does take over the New York Giants, first off, do you agree with the perception out there that right now the Giants are as good a job available to any head coaching candidate? And second, how do you view him dealing with Jackson Dart, who specifically said, I am not a pocket passing quarterback?
Yeah, which to me is great.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, let's put the things in that best suit your skill set.
Yeah.
That's great. But let's make sure we protect ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. Let's make sure that you're not running around like an idiot, like Scataboo does. Let Scataboo be the idiot and take the beating, right? We only want him for 3 years anyhow.
Right,
so
yeah.
Let's let him do that. And then, you know, but you, we need for a little bit longer. So it's perfect from an implementation standpoint of what you can do and what you've done, you know, all these years with Lamar. So I think that part, That part is perfect. And then to go back to your, you know, I did this also. It's funny. We're all on the same page. I did this on the podcast. I thought the Baltimore Ravens were probably the number one job available right now, but the Giants were my number two job.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Giants in that, let's face it, there's something that stinks in Philly, right?
Yep. By the way, I think there's a chance if the Eagles lose to the Niners this weekend, I would not be shocked if the Eagles pick up the phone for John Harbaugh.
No.
Yeah, so that was the other thing. Adam Schefter reported, you know, once that went down with John Harbaugh, that seven teams had reached out to his agent.
Mm, right.
And I'm like, wait a minute, there was only six openings, right? So yeah,
I think it's been kind of reported that it was the Dolphins. Now is that mystery team?
But yeah, still, I'm telling you, the Eagles don't love Nick Sirianni.
How does Coach Pedal Pusher feel about that?
He was busy listening to Biggie Smalls. He doesn't even know.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
By the way, so I get Schlereth tickets for Fanatics Fest, and he spends the day talking to you?
Yeah, he came on.
How does that work out? And, Mark, will you confirm the story for my partner, Big Mac, here, that the reason Sean Payton won't talk to me is that I said that it was the worst Disney movie of all time?
I don't know. I don't know if that's the reason. It may go deeper than that. right now, Sean and I have been tight for a while, though right now he's not answering my text messages because I probably said something about how bad his office has looked. And I'm on the Craig Carton list right now. So I call Sean and I'm like, hey, dude, do me a favor. We just started this new TV show that was canceled. And so we just started this new TV show. I want you to be the first guest. He's like, absolutely no problem at all. Anything for you. And apparently anything for you means anything for you as long as Craig Carton isn't involved. Because as soon as he found out Craig was involved, he's like, hey, I'll do anything for you except that. I'm not coming on the show with that guy.
See, there you go. Well, look, you know I love you. Everyone should check out the Stinkin' Truth podcast that he does with Mike Evans out there in Denver. And I look forward to seeing you. Best to your beautiful wife and the kids and grandkids. And appreciate you coming on for a couple seconds.
Love you, brother, man. Always good to catch up, bud.
Yeah. Mark Schlereth, everybody, who got to the final 150 for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's not going to get into the Hall of Fame, but that was pretty cool. Like, you know what, by the way, another guy that we'll have on the show, who I think is going to get into the Hall of Fame this year?
Who's that?
T. Suggs.
Yes.
Terrell Suggs is a finalist. And I think he should be in the Hall of Fame.
I think he should be in the Hall of Fame, too.
So he was on our show on Fox as well. And, you know, for some guys, the first time you're on TV in that manner, it can be a little intimidating. The lights, the cameras, you know, you have a limited amount of time to get an opinion out there. You know, it's not like long form like this is, right?
I know.
And I remember the producers went to him after the first day and they go, man, you were great. We need more T Sizzle and less Terrell Suggs. He goes, I got you. The next day he was on again, cursing like a sailor. And they're like, less T
Sizzle.
Really, I like him.
That's
though.
Funny. A force. Absolutely. I think he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I do too. Tonight, fans get the first look at who's heading to Fanatics Fest 2026, returning July 16th through the 19th. By the way, they chose those dates because it coincides with the World Cup. So if you're a soccer fan, there'll be a lot of well-known soccer players attending Fanatics Fest at the Javits Center in New York City. And tonight at 6:30, New York Giants running back Cam Scadaboo is going to reveal the first lineup of talent that is committed to being at Fanatics Fest. He'll do that exclusively on his Twitch stream. The names are going to drop in real time. And you, the fans, will see it happen first. So watch live tonight on Twitch and find out who's headed to Fanatics Fest this July.